What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again.
What would I call that?
Mm-hmm. When it grows back.
Well, grass.
Well, would you call it a second crop or a second growth or you volunteer?
Well, you can cut it, grow back, you can cut it second time. Sometimes you cut it third time. Alfalfa, you can cut it twice, I know.
Uh-huh.
She asked you what you call it.
Alfalfa.
The second growth, Don.
So he's doing a good job, though.
Yeah, he's doing fine. So then would you call it the second growth then?
That's right, second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, you can make hush puppies out of it.
Okay.
Cornmeal.
And now, do those have onions in them?
Yeah.
Okay. Think of anything else?
Well, you can make our dressing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing a good job,
Missy.
You
were.
Yeah. What about cornmeal dumplings? Have you ever had those?
I ain't no cornmeal dumplings.
But they are cornmeal dumplings, though.
Yeah, I know some people.
I never have. I don't know about them.
Well, now what about muffins?
You make cornbread muffins. That's
uh-huh. right. That's right.
Well, what about cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire.
Call them ash cakes.
Well, now, are those wrapped up in anything? Or how is ash cake made, actually?
Well, you take and make them up on a loaf.
Uh-huh.
And you put them and drop them over in the ashes and cover them up.
You mean you cover them up with the ashes? Or do you put...
That's right.
Do you wrap them up in anything first, or just put them right down there?
Just wrap it up and put them right down in there.
Uh-huh.
That's
right. Okay.
That's right.
But now, Miss Rita, I would say now, a little further along, they put them in the collard leaves and things like that, but see, he's telling just like this.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Yes, I know nothing about
it.
Okay.
Either way.
Yes, sir. Put it down in the ashes and cook it up.
I've seen them cook way
out. You have to wash that, you understand?
That's right.
Uh-huh, get the ashes off.
Yeah, that's right. It's mighty good.
I guess he's got a good hard crust on it.
But some people, they got far enough along, you understand, to put collard greens and got up that, but they didn't need that washing.
Uh-huh.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah, one way or the other.
That's
okay.
Right.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Off cornbread, stir it in the bowl with a spoon.
Uh-huh.
Well, I would say dressing.
Okay. And what about cereal sort of thing? It's not really a cereal, I don't guess. But anyway, you make it by boiling cornmeal in water, and you boil it sort of, you fix it sort of like you do grits, except you do it with cornmeal.
I guess so. I don't know. I ain't never fixed none like that.
Well, now, some people call this stuff kush or mush. Have you ever had any of that?
Okay. Well, I have. And he just happened not to get any.
I didn't say I'm not had none of that.
Just mush. Well,
well, now, what about spoon bread? Have you had spoon bread?
Sponge bread.
I don't know if that's the same thing or not. Spoon bread is made with cornmeal, too.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
What do you call bread that's made in loaves? And, well, it's white bread in loaves, just the kind of bread you buy at the store.
Well, I would call that loaf bread.
Okay. And what do you call round, sweet pastries, about that big around, and they got a hole in the middle?
That devil food?
Mm-mm. No.